This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, the 30th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is warm and sunny, perfect for being outside. In major cities like Tel Aviv and Haifa, expect clear skies while Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze. Tonight, the temperatures remain mild, making for a comfortable evening. Here are today's headlines. First, Egypt is hosting a crucial round of talks today aimed at resolving the situation in Gaza, with hopes pinned on achieving a ceasefire. That's according to Walla from earlier today. Also, 12 IDF soldiers have been wounded in a drone attack near the northern border. Hezbollah took down an Israeli UAV. This news comes from Ynet just an hour ago. Also this hour, the IDF reports a successful airstrike targeting a Hamas terrorist posing as a paramedic. This individual was planning an imminent attack, reporting from JNS in the last few minutes. Separately, a man has been arrested in Jerusalem following an attack on a nun. This act has drawn widespread condemnation. The story comes from the Jerusalem Post earlier today. And finally, tensions rise as the Hebrew University comments on the attack on a nun, highlighting a troubling pattern of hostility toward Christians in Jerusalem. JTA covered this story earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago that a Hezbollah drone struck an IDF cargo carrier, wounding 12 soldiers near Shomera. Meanwhile, Al Arabiya English reports Israeli strikes on three South Lebanon villages have killed 9 people, including 2 children. This comes nearly 2 weeks after a ceasefire was declared. And a social media user named Mishtal, reflecting on Middle East issues, plans to write a detailed response about Islamism and challenges in the region over the weekend. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the diplomatic front, Egypt is leading critical negotiations today to mediate peace in Gaza. The talks are considered a last chance to avoid further escalation, as reported by Walla. Success could stabilize the region and prevent further violence. Turning to military developments, 12 IDF soldiers were injured in a drone attack near the northern border. Hezbollah's action came after it downed an Israeli UAV, according to Ynet. This incident heightens tensions along the Israel-Lebanon border. Meanwhile, the IDF conducted a targeted airstrike, removing a Hamas operative posing as a paramedic, the IDF stated. JNS reports he was planning an attack on Israeli troops. This operation underscores ongoing security challenges in the region. On the domestic front, a man was detained in Jerusalem for an assault on a nun. The Jerusalem Post highlights the widespread condemnation of this act. Authorities are investigating it as a racially motivated assault, which has sparked concern over religious tensions in the city. Finally, the Hebrew University has expressed alarm over increasing hostility towards Christians, linking it to the recent attack on a nun. JTA reports this could signal growing intolerance in Jerusalem, raising fears for minority communities. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports a milestone in digital transactions. MasterCard, in partnership with Bank Hapoalim and Isracard, completed Israel's first online purchase using only an AI agent. This marks a leap forward in payment technology. Separately, Checkpoint, the Israeli cybersecurity firm, has reported mixed results for the first quarter of 2026. Globes notes they exceeded profit expectations despite lower than forecast revenue. This highlights resilience in a competitive tech sector. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports that Google's parent company, Alphabet, has outperformed major tech firms with impressive profits. This underscores the company's robust position in the global market. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.